Blog Talk Radio.
Because we are talking about Facebook.
Yes, yes.
The perils of it. Welcome to Lady and the Gent. I am Lady Hope
Alvarez. I'm the Urban Gent. Welcome to our show where your inspos come to die.
Yes. We can't take none of that.
And your cat pictures and your...
Your wacky cat pictures.
Yes.
Okay, but I am guilty of it because
what?
I do love
cat
a wacky...
pictures?
Yeah. And I didn't put it on my page, but Ed put it on his. And
uh-oh.
We actually just put it on our page. It's a real cat picture. Not like, not the cats are fake, but it's a cat that I know the person who owns it, so it makes it more realistic, I think. It's this really cute cat of my friend at work, and he's got his paws on the keyboard, and he's looking at himself in the reflection of the computer screen with his big cat eyes.
Oh, I saw that.
He's like, I'm so pretty. Whatever, you hate cats. It is adorable.
Welcome to Case of the Fake People, where we're asking, are you too ugly for Facebook?
Yeah, this is...
Because we are.
No. This was a subject that came up last year, even this year.
When we were thinking,
kind of throw that quote around.
Yeah.
And we thought it was funny and sad but true.
Yeah.
Meaning how the phenomenon of Facebook, I'd say, do you think even more than that other one? MySpace, which
MySpace.
I wasn't even on.
What's MySpace?
Do you think that even was as big as this and that kind of response? Because you couldn't like stuff on MySpace, could you?
No, MySpace is really different.
It was, right?
And
I mean, people could, post things on a wall, say little comments?
Yeah, and you could do blogs and stuff like that. I didn't mind MySpace because I was going to bring this up, too, but now that we're talking about it, I like the social media aspect of Twitter and MySpace better because strangers will talk to you, where in Facebook, everybody gets all bent out of shape about, like, privacy and all this crap, when I'm like, nothing about it is private, people.
No, nothing about it is private.
They've sold our souls.
On MySpace, did you have to be someone's friend to see their stuff, or no?
You had to be someone's friend to a point, but then if people, like... Say, like, people saw that I liked Knots Landing. Remember when I used to do, like, the, like, opening credits on my MySpace and stuff like that? And strangers would friend me, and we'd talk about Knots Landing all the time, or we'd talk about music or stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember there was always a lot of music.
Yeah, so no one strange ever friends you on Facebook anymore because they think it's private. Little do they know.
But you don't want it to be private. Because you want to put your picture up there.
Yeah.
And you want everyone to tell you how beautiful and handsome.
Yes,
beautiful and handsome that you are.
And you want people to be like, no one has ever taken a better picture ever of you, ever.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, who cares about David LaChapelle and stuff like that? You taking that self-pic has made photography.
You're doing this.
You're the
most
beautiful.
You're the world's most amazing photographer. Look. Here's the secret, people. If you shoot up and go like this,
yes,
this whole middle second chin is gone. So everyone knows the secret.
Yeah.
And photography, I'm a photographer. Photography is, I love it. It's also lying. You can make anyone look like anything. You can make someone look great. You can make someone look awful. You know, and that's the magic.
Yes.
And I know we are... kind of guilty. I know I am.
I'm very guilty.
I'm
called you the other day.
I'm extreme. Yes.
Remember?
Something that happened the other day.
Tell your story first.
My story is...
Remembering about.
I'm guilty of using Facebook to make myself feel better all the time.
All the time?
I feel like it's almost all the time.
Really?
I feel like whenever there's a picture of me, I'm just like, how many people like
that? Put this on Facebook.
there.
Yeah, there you go.
There's Bridget will do a screenshot of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, there.
Do that. Horribly ugly.
Don't do it. Or we'll ban you from Facebook forever.
You'll know the power that I have. I got connections.
Anyway, sorry.
I do, for someone who's got the occasional low self-esteem bug that, like, chews at me every once in a while, I'm trying to fend it off.
Pow, pow.
Yeah. I definitely think that, I definitely know that I've used it from time to time. You're like, how many people are going to tell me I look pretty? And then when it's like two, I'm like, I hate everyone.
When it's like Alex Ong likes this picture, there you go.
He's pretty much the only one. Yeah.
Lady in the chat.
Lady in the chat like this picture. Your best friend, when it's your best friend is the only one.
Show.
When your own show that you're in charge of, when you change
like your own
the Facebook thing and now you're your own show. Yeah, like, well, we're our own show and we like something we did. That's just self-indulgent, people. I guess you need to promote yourself.
I guess so.
If you don't lionize yourself, as Kevin Smith once said, then who will? So I kind of dig that about him. So people think he could be self-indulgent, but I'm like, we might as well treat ourselves like the celebrities we are or want to be.
Yes.
And then eventually the world will follow. I'm kind of off track with the Facebook thing. But, yeah, I have.
Well, you know, creative visualization, all people.
Exactly.
You gotta be like it's in the now. So, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
So where it's in the now on the Facebook.
Yeah, I know. And I know us even kind of like whining about Facebook a little kind of funny because we are on it all the time. Yeah, it has become this thing that I turn to for fun. I try not to take it too seriously. I've taken it too seriously in the past and gotten upset at certain things, which is totally ridiculous.
And I would get upset at
people for not liking a picture of me when they probably didn't even see it anyway.
Yeah.
Or I expect them to sit there and be like, when's the new picture coming?
That's why I optimize my Facebook by creating lists. I don't rely on the timeline for
lists.
Crap. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes, you can create lists where you can see certain people at certain things and certain times within certain groups.
Cool.
Would that add to the
Facebook neurosis?
Yeah, because when I don't want to see any of like certain Gotham people's updates, they're not in my timeline. They're all reserved in that list.
Yeah, I got you.
And then I could take days and days to find out what's going on with them. Instead of it being in my face all the time.
Well, that's also, I guess, part of the problem. But I was talking about this with good friend. Is my old school BFF from when we were 2 years old and fan of the show, Krissa.
Is that how you doing?
And I guess so.
I don't know.
I try not to. We were talking about this.
Typical white girl.
Sorry.
We
were talking
track.
About this about like a year ago. We were just discussing it, and she had found articles. There's this one right now that I had put up and I could quote from about Facebook envy. There's a group of German researchers.
Shout out to Krissa.
Hey, Chris. There's a group of German researchers, apparently, this is from January of this year,
Germania.
From today. I put it up on the page. It's there. Facebook. Go see it.
Lady and the Gent.
Yes.
Facebook.com. Lady the Gent. There's no and. You can't put an ampersand on
like
Facebook hyperlinks.
But there was a group of German universities that conducted a study, and they called it Facebook envy. And people like actually experienced like severe depression and anxiety because of Facebook.
Yes.
And they were saying the stuff that triggered it the most was the top envy incidents were vacation photos.
When people take pictures of their feet on the beach, I want to punch them.
That's something that just annoys you, but I mean like envious of...
I'm not envious that they're there. I don't want to see their feet.
This is like the scenario.
I'm like cliches. Stop with the cliche pictures.
This is a
lips.
Okay, but my Hello Kitty shoes were adorable and they needed to be photographed. Okay.
You're not sitting at the beach. I want to see your mimosa. I want to see your Mai Tai.
I
want
to feel the drinks you're drinking.
Yeah.
No, but that what they were specifically talking about was envy of the people, fun and good times. They're also, they said the vacation thing was top. They also had users compare how many birthday greetings they got.
Yes! Oh,
and how
I've
that makes
that.
Them feel either better or worse about themselves.
Or who goes on. I remember
yes, go ahead.
2 years ago.
No.
I went crazy because this guy had a, well, actually 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Last year's birthday and the year before that.
Yes.
I remember when the first person to say happy birthday to me on Facebook was a crush, and I lost it. And then this past year, one of the first, actually, I should say that one of the first five, because the first guy I remember, shout out to Matt, he probably doesn't listen, but he was the first. But one of my crushes put happy birthday within the first five greetings, and I was so happy. Then I realized it's that automated stupid birthday thing.
Oh, the thing that says
they want to put that thing that everybody sends you notifications for to join the My Calendar thing, which I don't do because then you don't have to manually go to someone's page and wish them happy birthday.
I know.
So wish me happy birthday manually, people. I am never going to join that My Birthdays thing. Just FYI.
Also, FYI, point out that you remembered 2 years ago that he was one of the first five people.
Yes.
So that isn't true.
Well, last year. Last year.
Well, just last year.
Yeah.
Okay. So almost a year ago soon.
Yeah.
Mister.
Yeah.
Birthday.
Yes. Thank you.
So they were saying the birthday. And then, of course, how many likes, a comment, or a photo gets.
Of course.
And if if anybody wants to call in and fess up, I'm not going to point, we're pointing fingers here. This face. The face I want everyone to like.
Like. Like.
Like. Like us. I'm totally 100% guilty of it at times. But that, I know that's me looking for gratification all the time. And I know that that's one of my issues that I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even more now, it's like in the forefront of me and I want to kind of eradicate it from my life because it'll do no good whatsoever to anything if you're just like a jealous, insecure person.
Yeah.
You know? But I do it. I can't help it. And I hope this means that people will stop, if they're trying to teach me a lesson, no one likes my picture because that'll make me sad. But then, I guess they'll go ahead and feel like you have to because poor Allison has mental problems. So, I do what you feel is right in your heart.
Oh, gosh.
If you really like it, then like it. But, yeah, Facebook has created the whole,
monster.
Phenomenon.
A monster.
Totally.
Self-esteem.
A lot of people were saying they were self-esteem. Yeah, Facebook can make people feel, we're saying, more self-indulgent and spend more time on it while leaving them feel more self-conscious about their bodies and their weight. So then it's like you start comparing you and your friends, and you're like, she looks skinnier than me, and I still look fat. I hate myself. And then that awfulness. You have to, step away, and that's something that I've told myself is that Facebook's for fun. And so I have to keep, reminding myself that. I make sure the posts aren't that serious. You don't do the sad face. And they were like, what's wrong?
I know.
I'm going to call you. That's just not fair. And you're trolling. So that's not cool, people.
Well, I've made sure now that...
I will put the occasional random...
Yeah.
Song quote,
because
I am a music snob and I love music and I don't care. So I'll throw something on there just because I'm like, obscure David Bowie lyric, because I'm so cool. I don't, whatever. I can't not be Dave. Go ahead, what were you saying?
No, I've tried to optimize it in the fact that it'll be about promoting the show, political stuff.
Yeah, fun.
Kylie Minogue videos.
Yes,
whatever.
Again, I'm promoting the bands I like.
Yeah.
Some fun stuff that I do. The fact that I was looking through one of those weird catalogs last night and they actually sell an adult bib that they call a clothing protector.
Yes.
And it was an adult woman wearing this big plastic smock eating a bowl of cereal. Because apparently adults just fill cereal all over them. And I couldn't believe that it was real and I found it shocking and hilarious.
Yeah.
I put it on Facebook because it was funny.
Or have you noticed that, of course, like the real world, if you're single, you're dead to people. But when you put up in a relationship.
I know.
Remember when I put up in a relationship with Wyatt?
Yes.
And I got
I
within the first hour, I got 36 likes.
Wow.
I could have healed lepers, and only you would like that status.
You know, I didn't check to see.
Yeah,
that
was
last year when I had to go way, way back. I don't know how long it's going to take to load. I wonder how many people like the fact that I started dating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but you've been dead to them. You've been dead to them the whole time. You've only been single.
Yes. Now you matter. Now you're somebody. You know. I know. I totally understand the
idea of it. Oh gosh.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep chatting.
Oh
keep
man.
I'll see if I can find how many people like the fact that I'm in a relationship.
Oh, but that's going to be another show. I just posted an article about why people hate couples. So we're going to talk about that.
34. How many did you get?
I don't know. That was like 3 years ago. I got 36 in like the first hour.
Oh, you beat me.
In the first hour. I think in total I got 110.
Congratulations.
110 people like the fact that I don't like them anymore. I'm with somebody. Thank God.
Oh, please. Oh, gosh. Yeah, but then they get upset when you don't call them drunk and leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Figure it out. I can't. Yeah.
That's what happens.
34 people like the fact that I was in a relationship.
Yay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I honestly don't care about anybody else. And that's, but getting to the point where Facebook isn't the thing looming over you, but we are all, as a society, are now really tied to it.
Yeah.
And I do check it during the day every once in a while, a little notification comes up. I'm like, ooh, what's going on in that world?
The best is your push notifications
on the smartphone.
Yeah.
And blip. And even though it's silent, you know, I have it sitting. Is that another show, how we're obsessed with our smartphones?
Yeah.
They are so fabulous and important.
It
kind of sits on my desk at work, and then I'll just, out of the corner of my eye, see it, and I'll be like, what's going on? This is so urgent. It's not, probably not urgent if it's on, but, you know.
Oh, it could be. Yes. It could be.
Yes.
Magic chime.
I do. I have it. It's very fabulous.
And Facebook also allows what was that? I put up the FOMO syndrome.
Okay, go talk about that.
Which is the feeling of missing out. Feeling of missing out, FOMO.
Talking about that with Krista, too.
Yeah.
Feeling missing out.
But even before Facebook, the reason I used to be so freakishly early to things is because I used to think I'd miss out on stuff. If I was late or something like that, I'd feel like I would miss out. That's why I always got to the clubs early. Parties early and stuff like that. And one of my evolutions, my resolve to evolve things over the past 3 years, which has been a struggle,
is to be tardy
to the party, and it doesn't work. I'm just either on time or I'm early without even trying to be.
I think it's just in your nature to be that
way. I guess so.
On that clock.
But that feeling of missing out comes from, I can't even bring up the article, but it was just, it stems from, it's a further step from the pictures and the vacations and stuff. But if you see, you always say yes to parties or something like that on a Facebook invite. Excuse me.
Yes.
But then you can cancel at the last minute because of texting and Facebook IMing and all that stuff. So it's like you don't even have to commit to anything right now, even though you said yes. And I have made it a point to, and this stems from the art of extreme self-care. Every first answer should be a maybe.
I like that.
Because unless you decide it's an absolute yes, then you should say no. And especially with, events and stuff
do not spread yourself too thin.
Or if you just don't want
to
do it, then come up with an excuse or, a last-minute text that you have to cancel. Unless something's going to be an absolute yes in your head and your heart,
that's good.
Then all my answers to everybody's parties and everybody's Facebook invites is maybe. And I will decide within 3 days ahead to either hit decline or join. So stuff like that. Yeah, stuff like that I've been implementing in my Facebook life as it affects my real world.
No, that's good because the two now, you know, now that we are all part of this Facebook world, most pretty much, I'd say 99.9% of the population, it is part of our life now.
Yeah.
And things that happen on there affect us. And yeah, and that's where even I'd say almost every friend I have besides text messaging, we all communicate through that the most.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time somebody sent me like, my friend sent an email, you know, all through that.
Yeah.
A 1 billion, Ed said, on Facebook.
1 billion users on Facebook.
Look at Mark Zuckerberg.
Look at Zuckerberg.
Cha-ching.
The thing that monitors the world now.
I know, it does.
The 1% is so happy about social media.
Amazing.
They can watch everything we do. If you think I'm crazy, just look what's out there. Anyway, we're not going into conspiracy.
No, we're not.
This isn't a show with Jason Zala. So.
We will have him on.
Yes.
Even if it's to somehow bring him up here, because he's very off the grid,
yes.
Our good buddy, Spirit Bear,
yes.
JD. But we will somehow have him on here. We are going to do like a write-in letter thing. I got to discuss that with him.
What Bridget brought up. I get that way, too. I look at posts that my friends put out sometimes, and I get jealous. They get more comments. Yes, I do the same thing. I could put like a similar picture up, or the most wittiest comment, or the most wittiest article, and
exactly.
I won't get any response. But someone hotter than me will put it up.
No.
And they're the most
brilliant.
They've cured cancer or something.
And doesn't that always
swear to God? I swear to God, sometimes.
Where they have like a cute cat, and you're like, oh, the cat's winning.
The cats are winning.
Meow. They're adorbs. Come on now, people.
And I understand, Authentic You family, that it's cool to put up those inspirational quotes.
No, I know. We're not trying to hate on that. But
we're not
I'm not really an inspirational quote person.
Yeah.
Like, my inspirational quote.
Especially if there's a cat attached to it.
Sorry about the cat. But look. Agree to disagree.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
No, I know.
Saying, like, what's the point of hyper, what is it?
Like
morphing an inspirational quote onto a cat or something. Like, if we put promos for this show on a cat, more people would listen.
Maybe we should try it.
let's
try for next week. I'll ask my friend.
Put our banners up as cats.
I'll ask my friend, or we'll put, you know, we should have cat heads. Like,
yeah.
That would be creepy but funny. Like a cat face on our head, like person body cat face. I'll ask my friend Rebecca to use her cute cat Casey, and we'll see if it works. Yeah. But now I've totally forgotten my point of view. What I was supposed to say about
Casey. We were talking about life
about...
and the something, and someone hotter put something up and they cured cancer.
Oh, no, and I was also talking about it, and then it always goes back to when it's that kind of thing. It always goes back to... they don't like me because I'm not pretty enough.
Exactly.
So it's like I put up the little quote of them, and I'm like, well, of course not hot enough. So they don't. Yeah, that's like a crazy space to get into.
Well, in the headless torso
gay
world, like.
You're in a crazy demographic for that, which, woo!
Cool. I didn't know that. Being butter-faced was a... was an attribute in the gay world, as long as you have a torso. That's a whole other show, I guess. But nothing's worse than, to me, I have a friend who, you know, puts up, like, socially relevant stuff.
Okay.
But he also, no hate on you, Frank, but this is just how I feel. Like, he puts up socially relevant stuff, like, to get people to notice. He puts, like, a semi-pornographic, like, half-naked dude on it. It's called... like jockstrap lit and stuff, and he puts all this like
wait,
socially.
Wait, so there's like a kind of naked guy, and then
yeah, the
about,
status,
like,
the status,
importance.
Yeah. There's like
that's wild.
Yeah, and then I just like, why does he want me to feel bad about myself? Like it's bad enough that everything's so hypersexual, whether you're gay or straight, or especially with like women and gay men and porn and all that crap and self-image. It's like why. Do I have to feel bad about myself while learning about how, how this is doing that to me and all that crap and GMO salmon, but there's a guy in his underwear. Yeah.
Wait, so
but I could put up a petition, a real petition against GMO salmon, and I'll have five people respond to it. Yeah, if I don't have naked guy on it, if I put naked guy on there, then 10,000 people will sign it, I'm sure.
That's just marketing. That's just good.
Speaking of self-esteem issues, I'm having a Mariah Carey moment. I don't like the angle my face is at.
That's
all right.
I don't either, and I feel like because you're so tan,
switch next week.
I look extremely pale.
Well, switch sides next week. Do something new.
I know. I don't know. I know.
Because you're closer to the light, so.
And it's all bouncing off of the severely,
I'm all in the dark
severely white skin. Which is such a shame.
Dislike.
I know. I've been told by more than one person that I need a tan. Maybe I start to go tanning with you.
Yes.
I have to use that lotion that tints the skin.
Yeah,
I think it's
bronzer.
I got spray tan once. The pictures were on Facebook.
Yes.
I said I look good.
Lovely.
My dad said, oh, you finally don't look sick anymore. Hi, Dad. Love you.
They were on Facebook. Allison.
Allison, you look sick. What are you doing? You're doing too much. You're so busy. Take
go to
beach bum
tanning with Alex.
Go to bed. You're up too late. Go to beach bum tanning with Alex. I love my parents, and now I just make fun of them on the air. Sorry, guys. I'll call you tomorrow, and hopefully I have a snow day.
All in good fun.
It is all in good fun.
Like.
You know. Like my, I'll do something. It's going to be snowing, so I can't go outside, but I promise to get some color this year. And perhaps another trip to Mexico is in order for such things.
Maybe.
You know, that would be
maybe.
Good.
Will people like our pictures, though?
Did they like our pictures when we went?
Not really. I don't know. Maybe they did. I don't know.
Also, I've noticed that I won't like things if I'm annoyed at somebody.
Me too.
Oh, okay.
Or if I'm just like, oh, everybody thinks they're hotter than me, or
yes,
I have
I
a crush on him too. Oh, this was my phone call. Remember my phone call this week? This is the ugliness of Facebook and me, remember that phone call, like, on Monday, I called you at work, and this guy, liked this picture of this other guy that I don't think is so cute, and my first reaction was, ew.
Yeah, I remember you wrote that.
I was like, ew. And that's how the show came about. I was like, he doesn't like my picture, and I think I look good.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we post this on Facebook, no one will like it anyway, so whatever.
Yeah, no.
Anywho, well, we just got a half hour today.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what we're keeping it. We're keeping our normal
only hour ones for big debates, like when we do the ones about when we do the one about open relationships. That probably could go on for 3 hours.
Do we have anybody in one that's going to call in?
Well, Renato, who wrote that article,
I'm going to try
to get him on the show and stuff like that. So next week is Valentine's Day, or how we said in Newark, Valentine's.
Valentine's.
With a Y-M-E-S.
That's a new way to
Valentine's.
Spell it.
Valentine's.
Is that like Y-berry?
Yes.
Okay. Impossible.
Yeah. So we're doing, math was bad because we can't squeeze in the Will and Grace jump the shark after Leo show. Maybe we'll do it after.
We'll do
next week. And
I am, goodness me.
Yes, we'll talk about your coupledom, and it'll probably segue into.
I'll be coming back from a 5-course tasting dinner at the Iron Fortune.
And you will be
I'll make
trying.
Sure I roll myself into a condo and hopefully won't look bloated for the show.
That's next week. You're in love, and you'll be trying to convince me why relationships are worth the time and effort. And I still
they
this
are.
Angle. Okay,
we
I guess.
We have a camera like this to us.
Yeah, we need camera people. Anyway.
Someday we'll have it.
Yes.
Someday.
All right, should we take a self-pick as we go out? There you go.
Oh, the magic.
But we will see you next week with You're in Love. Thank you for listening to Case of the Fake People.
Yes,
one lady
thank you, guys. Consider Facebook as just for fun and not something that rules your life, please.
Or your self-esteem.
And it will make you crazy.
It will.
Don't let it.
It has.
Yeah.
We're proof of that.
Walk away. Cat pictures. And
inspirational
quotes.
Ooh, we should do a fade out. Anyway. Cue the music, Michelle. Goodbye.
Thank you, guys.